today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's Club 33 access?
What Club 33 is the private restaurant that's sort of hidden off Main Street. No, it's none of that, Oscar. Okay. And it's the only place, I think, on the park, the actual Magic Kingdom's property, where you can get a drink. And I think that's Disneyland, not Disney World.
Right.
There's a show going on here that you don't, even see.
Oh, it's magnificent.
let me put it to you this way. They're implying that Mickey and Minnie have taken the relationship to the next level.
Yeah. They don't just sell the Mickey Mouse ears.
No. You know what?
They sell
this is just like when we talked about childless people going. I shouldn't say childless. Adults going.
Barren adults, Mike?
It pissed a lot of people off.
Barren?
It just, you know, I mean, they didn't
that?
Like it.
That's so mean.
What, Barron?
What's wrong with this guy? I talked to Shannon. She goes, Rob's really looking good. He goes, is he eating more mind? Like, she had, because, you know, she sees Rob all the time.
We work quite a bit behind the scenes together.
And if she notices, that means it's pretty dramatic in person.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I was like, I think Rob is secretly sick. And he won't.
Oh, no, that is terrible.
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Where's my jingle here? Here we go.
You got one?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Jingle, jangle.
97 Wave.
Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara on a beautiful Friday morning. How you doing? Yes, sir. You having a good summer? I know I am, yeah. Hey, do you have a family that makes you feel about 2 inches tall? I do. WAVA.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, family members, and say, hey, let's get together and have dinner. They haven't seen you in a while. Been a long time. My whole family was up, but they didn't come by to see you. That's right. You really don't matter. So why don't we get together this week? Hey, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Okay. Hey, listen, by the way, a couple of days before, I'm going to be a little bit late. That's okay. We can deal with that, too. And then they get there. Hey, by the way, I'm having dinner with somebody else. Hey, that's great, too. Okay. Great to see you for 58 minutes. Really, it was fantastic. Did you get a chance to see your nephew? No, you didn't. Okay. Have fun with your other friends.
You know what radio station that would work good on, Mike? 102.7, The Afterthought.
Hey, The Afterthought.
Much more music.
Hey, everybody. You know, nothing more than awkward moments. That's right, a summer of awkward moments. Oh, the summer of awkward moments when you see your family members. Yeah, sorry. Okay, hey, hi, how are you? What have you been up to? Hi, what are you up to? All right, cue turning of the backs. Let's look at their asses for the rest of the evening. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. All right. Yeah, boy, does one really doubt oneself when one thinks one's family doesn't want to have anything to do with them. You know, maybe it's me. Maybe we're giving off that vibe. Maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Who really knows? Be hours and hours on a psychiatrist's couch to find out exactly what's happening. All I know is spent a little time with my family, both close and extended, last night. And when I got home, boy, did I really feel like total crap. Thank you.
Mike. On your station, they don't just play what they want; they do what they want.
That's right.
They do what they want. Yes, mm-hmm. They do what they want, Rosker. That's what they do because it's my family.
WABC.
Hey, how you doing? Let's have a conversation. What's new with you? Oh, head on a swivel. That's right. I'm going to ask you a question, see how you do, and then I'm going to look at everybody else that's in the room to see if there's a better conversation that I can go to. That's my effing family.
At 102.7 The Afterthought, we asked what you wanted, and you wanted to not go to dinner.
Yeah. I hate them. what song? Oh, there we go.
Oh, one long here. One here. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, here's what I'm talking about. A little social gathering last night, you know, and just the feeling of slighted. And I think it might be my own paranoia. But then again, I corroborated a lot of this with my betrothed. That's right. She's the lady that sleeps next to me. 21 years, my junior. Her name Carla. My wife. Been together 15 years. Boy, that's incredible, huh? Wow. We're approaching the amount of age difference with the time we've been together. Figure that mathematical equation out, huh? Yeah, spectacular. So, well, we decided we'd get together with a close immediate family member because, well, when she had her family up, we didn't get a chance to do that. Why is that? Well, I really don't know. You'd have to ask them. Oh, did I mention the fact that she said to my lovely wife last night, sorry I didn't get a chance to see your daughter, but, you know, you got to do what the family wants to do. Oh, so let me see if I can read between the lines on that one. So you're saying that you might have wanted to see my daughter, but the rest of your family didn't. Okay, that makes us feel good, too. Are you aware of how out of touch and rude you're being without being rude and out of touch? Is that true? Yeah, it doesn't matter, but it's called Maine, summer 2018. Yeah. Carla and Mike and the little guy, Michael, a beautiful little child, sitting by our onesies about 2 miles away from where they all are. Yeah. Every now and then we bump into them. By the way, when we do, it's an accident. Because nobody ever get on the blower and call us and say, hey, we're meeting here. Why don't you join us? No, that doesn't happen. No, never happens. So anyway, yes, it's another evening of smallness, feeling inadequate and unimportant and really just unloved. But okay, we'll deal with it. Don't worry. I'm not going to get rid of my home up here. That's right. I'm not going to be moving.
It was the 3rd of September.
Thank you. Anyway, I got it off my chest there. I did it through the magic of, I think I've got everything out. I think I really have.
You communicated it very well.
Yeah, I think so. No, I haven't.
Oh, dear.
Oh. 97
Wade. Hey, everybody. Do you have confusing family issues? I know everybody does. We're not alone. We're not an island unto ourselves. I figured if I was talking about this again, opening another show with all of my angst without musical accompaniment, I might sound like a bit of a whiner, and people have had just about enough of that, okay? For the love of God, I have two homes, okay? I live in two places, okay? I got a great show with great guys to work with, okay? But my family makes me feel like crap. And there's nothing in the world I can do about it. So, that's what I have to say. Talking away. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
The juxtaposition between the music
and the upbeat. You really are still tight and bright. A very upbeat presentation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Oh, have I mentioned my number one pet peeve up here? Hi, Michael. Oh, my name's Mike. Hi, Michael.
Oh, boy.
Michael. Hello, Michael. Michael. Hello, Michael.
Here are you. Yeah, I'm a little bitty baby.
I'm a 59-year-old man, you elitist.
Oh! All right, if we had an air check meeting right now, I think that might be the break that I'd talk to you about.
I'm so sorry. I can't help myself. I don't know what's going on, but I'm purging.
Let's go!
I'm like just purging.
Radio XM. It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go!
Well, I don't know what it is, guys, but I thought I'd wrap it up with a little Charlie Rich. Behind closed doors, Carl and I spent 2.5 hours talking about how effed up my family is.
My baby makes me cry. Lord, don't she make me cry.
When you say that, the song has a different meaning.
Well, here it is. I don't know whether it's me.
97 Wade.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is you just get up and you tackle another day. That's what happens, all right? You don't let those people get to you, even though last night may have been the culmination of them getting to me. They caught me by surprise, didn't expect them to be there. Expect to have a nice little quiet dinner with, you know, one family member.
Sure.
Then the whole army showed up. All right. Anyway, okay. That's it. We got it out of my system. I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm A-OK. I think I'm 100% OK. That's it. Yeah. That's how I handle it. I can't handle it any other way. You know, I do have one thought though. That's
one more thought
for me right now.
I'll put a button on it.
Yeah, I really do. Washington. Just one more thought. Yeah. This is a good one to end on.
Okay.
You know, this is really because you know what?
Yeah.
We're here in the dog days of August. It's going to be 95 in D.C. today. Going to be a little warm here, but you know, certainly cooler than where you guys are. I only have one thought that's overwhelming me right now.
Huh.
When is it going to be the month of September? Because I can get my fat ass out of here.
You'll remember when it
there we go. Okay.
Boy, that was a
I'm
good,
seizing up here.
Good button, Mike.
Okay, that's
a good button.
I don't want to do it heavy.
No.
There, did I kind of communicate what I needed to communicate without having to communicate it?
I think if people read between the lines,
right,
they'll know what you were saying.
Good.
Yeah, because the free format stations that I'm aware of is like Bob FM.
Sure.
Right?
Alice.
Right. Alice.
Yeah.
Kath.
Yeah. 96.5 The Duck.
If mine was a Bob station, my Bob station would be Bob thinks his family really hates him.
Oh, how about
that's what my, it would
well
be.
Since Bob is
Bob
taken,
plays what he wants because they do what they want.
That's right, Mike. Since Bob is taken, can't your station be Michael?
Michael FM.
Mike FM. Mike's going to Canada, so he's happy about that. He's going to Canada at the end of these broadcasts that we taped today.
Canada.
I will be heading to Canada and looking forward to it. And like two nights that we are staying somewhere, and then we're just getting in the car and wandering like, you know, like a band of nomads. We're wandering all over the countryside.
Which part of Canada?
We're going to go to Nova Scotia.
Oh, my
we're going
God.
Way up there. Yeah.
Pick up a dog while you're there.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Elsinore Beer Factory, eh?
Hey, there's a mouse in a bottle of your beer.
We're traveling through the Canadian Maritimes, as they're called. So we're looking
Maritime has
to that.
So Nova Scotia is like totally surrounded by water. You'll be surrounded by the water of Canada, right?
The sea, Rob. The sea. The Great Blue Sea. That's what it's
too
going to be.
Too cold up there for a red tide.
Known
by
as the
sea,
Finger Lakes.
By the sea. No, it's not
the
Finger Lakes. That's New York. For the love of God.
You know that from the Lawrence Welk bit on Saturday Night Live. I know. Here they are from the Finger Lakes.
I think there is every chance in the world that none of what I'm saying is really true, but that in my own mind, I have manufactured this because of the inability to hang with people, you see. And as I pointed out to my bride last night, I'm as guilty as anyone else because I don't think I have been over the top. But then Carla pointed out to me that she has sent multiple invitations out that have been rejected. So that is where
she is
coming down.
As
that,
you said on Political Persuasions yesterday, facts matter.
Right.
The facts matter. And they speak for themselves. I mean,
you
had there are certain things that can't be changed by coloration. I mean,
well,
there are certain things.
Well, we're talking about Rudy Giuliani saying facts are in the
exactly.
eye of the beholder.
Yes.
That's not true. Facts are facts.
That's
the way we have to look
right.
at it.
Facts
Even in this age of divisiveness, facts are facts. Let me throw this fact. If you had a friend, say a new friend, say a person you were going to get together with the second or third time.
Right.
And that person called you and said that they were going to be late.
Yes.
And you were like, okay, you're going to be late. That's no problem at all. And you were looking forward to seeing this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person arrived. And when the person arrived, informed you that they were at the same venue going to have dinner with another person.
Mm.
You might be, you know, even though it was later, you might be a little bit, you know, put off by that.
Miffed.
Would I be right? Yeah. A little miff.
And you know what?
You're
and
so
again,
busy, you gotta go.
And here's the thing.
Yeah. Mr. President.
There's nothing open to interpretation there. Those are all facts. These things happened. And so, I mean, draw a conclusion from that.
I thought people were getting cheese poisoning. There's so many things to do.
Behave yourself right now. I'm trying to dance like a little pixie around all of this. But yeah, so that's what it was.
On Mike FM, we don't get too detailed.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah,
you know,
we don't
I've
want
got
to give too much detail
now.
Because I have a denial, you know, situation. If I get too detailed, I think I gave enough detail. I'm trying to
Mike,
keep it.
I think your average overall for the summer for our bonus show subscribers, you've been doing great.
Yes, I agree.
It's just there though. It's there. There have been a couple of weekends
where it has kind of reached critical mass psychologically with my bride and I. My bride, who is new to all this dysfunction, who is new to this, how shall I put it, lack of warmth.
It's tough when you introduce a spouse into a family that you know, because you've been with it your whole life.
Well, this we're not the, and we're certainly not the only family that has dysfunction. And we're certainly not the only family that has lack of warmth. Mm-hmm. It's just that when a person comes from the outside in, it's kind of difficult. And you either tough it out or you flee. And that's the move we're
You can shake the dust,
right,
Mike.
Now.
You can shake the dust very soon.
Yeah.
Head back south.
Hey, my mom's gone. My dad's gone. Who cares? That's kind of the way I look at it right now. You know, why do I need to hang? Why do I really need to hang and pretend it's so great?
Yeah.
It's
not. If you are not enjoying yourself, let's take away family. If you're not enjoying yourself, if you can just be a little selfish for once in your life, Mike, because you're the giver.
Yes.
If you can just be selfish for once in your
what
life.
What it is I made my sojourn up here was an effort to reconnect.
Yes.
And that has not panned out, really. It hasn't.
However, I'll say this.
I don't feel comfortable when I'm in certain environments. I don't feel as though anyone is, reaching out to me. I believe that my wife has reached out to them, and it's just one of those situations. So, and last night was kind of like we got back, and Carla kept, because you know me, I'll react right away, right? Mm. I'll react right. And Carla was spending a lot of this. Don't do this now. Don't do this now.
Do it.
Have a conversation. Please. I will be any distant or close family member and have a conversation with me. Okay,
Rob. All right,
hi, Michael.
What? anyway, that's it. Just looking in the other direction.
But I will say, Mike, a piece of wisdom that I've often held dear is that what you truly regret are things you do not do. And if you had not reached out and made the effort, you would probably always wonder, could that
what
have happened?
If?
Right.
Well,
and obviously,
Mike does not do much.
That's true.
Stay tuned. Like
he does it.
Yeah, he does it.
Another thing.
If it doesn't work out, you divorce him.
I do not.
That's not fair. And also ill-timed.
No, he's right. I don't tough it out. Why should I tough it out? What? Because I'm going to get 30 more years in the last 20, 30 years of my life of this?
Yeah.
Thank you. No. I don't want to be blowing spitballs.
I'm in your boat, by the way. I usually like to poke holes through your, I would say, waif-like exterior. Because you have a thin
Swiss
skin.
Cheese
thin skin.
Thin skin, right?
Fragile. Yes. Onion skin.
I was thinking
you usually like to poke holes through my paper thin skin.
Yes. I can't this time. If I was in your shoes and I made the time and investment that I have for the past 3 years, like you have.
Yeah.
Right.
Then 3 years is a good run.
It is.
Well, what was your shortest marriage?
6 years, 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's like you ever get that feeling everybody's kind of commiserating? Everybody else knows what's going on, but you're the surprise.
Yeah.
You're the surprise. Yeah. That's it. And that's what we got last night. It was like, what are we going to do? They're here. Yeah.
It's like when you're rolling pennies and you find a dime in them. You're like,
it's exactly like
how
that.
How did this dime get in here? Now I got to unroll this whole thing, stack them up again.
There have been three or four incidences like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if
but you were invited to this event.
Well, I arranged the event, but it just happened to be that a lot of other people showed up.
Yeah.
They're not really, I don't know, they're not even part of the equation. There's another incident that I didn't talk about. Would you be offended if you were like taking a family member's kid and your kid to a little pancake breakfast, and then the other family member's kid had another relative come over and say, as they were sitting at the table eating their blueberry pancakes, and tap them on the shoulder and said, "Hey, do you think you might want to play with the so and so kid? They're outside." As I was sitting there with my kid and this other kid, wouldn't you feel as though that individual was attempting to pull that child away from your child?
Oh, like,
yeah, that happened too. That happened too.
That's
another one that I didn't admit. Just moments like that, regular moments like that, and it's just
I'm not even sure how I could handle that. I mean, because I would be, it's like when that guy
I was
asked
out of my, the top of my head so came many up, but I didn't say
family
anything.
Family dynamics.
Just, yeah, it's like when that guy asked to take a shower in my house. Yes. I couldn't say anything because I was so taken.
You're frozen.
I was frozen in
and
that moment.
And you're wondering what he looked like without a towel.
I said, God, you know what? If you need a sponge, I'll be right there.
You kind of look like Elvis. Go on down.
Come on down. I'll be down shortly. We don't want to go down together because people get suspicious.
Wait, when that offer was made to the young buck, did he scurry outside?
Sort of. Not really. He didn't want to.
Oh.
But he liked probably hanging with my son.
He probably felt like he should because a grown-up offered it. And that's how a well-raised kid will be that way.
Oh, man.
But the poorly raised grown-up shouldn't have ever stuck his nose in the business.
Let him have a good time.
Yeah, let him eat his pancakes.
I don't know how that ended. I really have no idea how that ended. You know, you'd have to ask Paul.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you get the lowest rates possible. And work with friends of TMOS. They love us and we love them. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I had this giant weight off my shoulders. That felt so good. Thank God for this show, to be able to come in here and get that off of my chest.
You know, it's funny. You had mentioned that you had a couple really bad weekends up there, and I thought the thing about the weekend is you don't have that opportunity every day to come in and sort of vent, and that's probably why the weekends are tough.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to get it off my chest, and stay tuned. I'll let you know what's going on. Now, you know, I'm not telling you anything that ain't in our heads and absolutely true, but we're very, very happy to be here, and I have to say that yesterday, there is a video that's floating around, and I really, Oscar, maybe you can help work me through this. There is, you can say what it's called. It's a social media post that we put out.
Oh, it's our IGTV. It's our it's our Instagram television IGTV post. It's on our Instagram page. And
we've shared it to Facebook as well.
Yeah. Well, if you're on social media, just look, search for the Mike O'Mara Show. You'll see it there.
Yep.
The band got back together yesterday, and I think I saw probably one of the greatest examples of our dynamic as three guys just doing a show together. And it was so funny. It starts out with Rob telling a wonderful story about picking up his son, and then Oscar picking a scab. And then, it goes on and on and on. And it is an absolute perfect example of what this show is and how this show works. And I think you really enjoy it. The reason I mention that is that if you see it, find it, share it with people,
send it to someone who you think will love it, because it's so much fun. It's fun for me to watch because I can't see both of your faces during the show at the same time. Just can't do it. And it's fun that we're all stacked up. We can see each other at the same time.
It's a completely different way.
You make a lot of faces.
It's completely a different way. And it's a fun way to consume the show.
It is.
And it's a great way to expose people to the program. So Mike's right. That's why this is the perfect medium to share it on.
Yeah.
Share it on Facebook, share it where you have it.
There are occasions that, I pause when I'm doing this show and I take a look at the work that we do every day and really realize that we've got something that's different. That we've got something that is not your run-of-the-mill podcast. It's not your run-of-the-mill radio show. It really is something where we just have a lot of fun because we do it in such a way that is not jive and it's not over the top.
It's not mean.
But it sure is funny. And there's a dynamic here that was just was just Oscar doing something visual. And then it all went to hell. And it was pretty special stuff. We were talking yesterday about Rob's upcoming Disney cruise.
Yes.
And I was very, very surprised that what I thought was just an innocent discussion where I said to a lot of people that were giving you advice about Disney cruise, were they childless? Because I always get a kick out of the people that go to amuse theme parks as adults. And there are tons of people that do. Yeah. I have to say that. But apparently we hit a nerve.
A tsunami.
I believe a tsunami of
feedback.
Mm-hmm.
A subset of our audience, and it doesn't surprise me, but these people were quite offended that we were, I don't know if we were summarily mocking people that go to theme parks without kids, but I think, for me, having a child is one of the reasons you do that. But I guess there are plenty of people that go to the greatest place? What's Disney called? The
happiest place on Earth.
Happiest place on Earth. They go and, and then did you get the people in that thread that said, we go monthly or something like that?
The original post comes from a listener called Toby White, and he writes, why is it wrong for adults with no kids to enjoy Disney?
Now I should stop right there because we're going to break this down a little bit.
Okay.
I am not going to prejudge anyone that is asking that question just because they have the name Toby.
Mike, I'd have to agree with you. Let me ask you this, gentlemen. Yes. When was the first time, Mike, you ever went to Disney World or Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
When I was 13 years old, I was taken by my parents.
I've seen a picture. You wore a sport jacket.
I wore a sport coat in Disneyland. In Disney, Disneyland.
Did you hear Epcot Center was formal?
Business casual.
And I think that we went twice, like in my early, like 10 to 13.
Okay.
We went twice, and it was the great.
Okay.
That's what I always wanted to do as a child.
Yes.
How old were you, Rob, when you went?
That was Robert's Make-A-Wish trip. That's the only time I've ever been to a Disney property. So that was about 10 years ago. So that would be, I would have been 37.
Okay. I went when I was 12. I would have liked to go when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most kids would, I seem to remember multiple years watching the commercials on TV, watching the Wonderful World of Disney, which for a while was like a
commercial
promo for Disney World. I think I'm old enough to remember when they were building the thing and they were talking about Disneyland.
Oh yeah,
and Disney World.
Disney World was being built in the late '60s,
have a series of monorails going through this.
I would watch the commercial, but I guess they don't let Latinos in because all the kids are white.
I've seen old episodes of The Wonderful World of Disney, and what would happen is Walt would put out a cigarette, and then the show would start, and he would say...
You know what it was before it was The Wonderful World of Disney? I bet you don't.
It was called Disneyland. Or the world of color.
The TV.
The wonderful world.
Wonderful world. The world is a multitude of color. Wonderful, beautiful color. It's the wonderful world of color. That's what it was.
What we have in common, I think the point I was trying to make.
Which, by the way, is the same name they give the Trump administration.
Mike.
There it is.
Maybe we're all jaded.
Oh, here comes the Oscar Santana singers. Wait.
Is a carousel of color. Wonderful, wonderful color.
That's
give us your money.
The world is a
carousel of color. For a small fee, you can skip the lines today.
Maybe we're jealous. We never went as kids, so we don't have those fond memories. You have the awkward...
12 is a kid, 13's a kid. We went as kids.
Mike, I was more interested in the teenagers that were wearing the actual Mickey Mouse ears than I was the rides at that point.
Well, I
was going through puberty. I was like, oh, I wonder why I'm into that more than I am
into
that.
I'm a lot younger than you are. I'm a lot older than you are, so I remember that it was a big... That was it.
Yeah, that was before there were regional amusement parks. There wasn't anything of this
scope.
You
didn't have Wild World?
Wild World was not there.
When I was like
12, 13.
There
was only Five Flags at that point.
Hold on a second. When I was 12 or 13, that was all you had. That was the you wanted that. That was the Mac Daddy as a kid. Going to Disney was...
And an hour infomercial on TV every week telling you that you should be there.
There's a reason that you have the Disney Corporation today because of Disney World, because of these films. It became part of these are the 50-year-olds, the 60-year-olds that love this. So when we talked about childless people going, I shouldn't say childless, adults going.
Barren adults, Mike.
It pissed a lot of people off.
Barren.
It just, they didn't like
that?
It.
That's so mean.
What, Barren?
What's wrong with this guy?
they're Barren. It made people vacancy. Angry. It made people angry. I understand that.
They did not like it. They did not like the comment. And then they get defensive. They get into defensive crouch. There was a very common thing, not only that adults go without children, people are saying they like to go to amusement parks by themselves.
When I was in college.
And I could not imagine that.
When I was in college, I remember people, and they were my friends, mostly groups of women, going on spring break to Disney World when they were 18, 19, 20, 21. And I was like, man, I don't think they allow wet t-shirt contests there. I'm going to Cancun.
It's a different mood.
Well, but you know, this guy writes, you know, why is it wrong for adults with no kids to enjoy Disney? I don't think I ever said it's wrong.
You just
I said it's
curious
just not,
about whether or not those were the people that were writing. Yeah.
It's something I wouldn't do, you know, and
it's actually, I would say, a more expensive vacation.
Oh, it's very costly.
Right?
Yeah. The one thing that I remember
like
from
the
my
guy
trip.
Writes, Disney isn't a problem. Brian Farnath writes, Disney isn't a problem. When you start going to Sesame Street live without kids, it's time to reevaluate your life choices.
My favorite comment was actually from a show regular Steve Mermelstein, who wrote, I'm often feeling nostalgic and wanting to go back, but then I think of the heat, walking, humidity, walking, thunderstorms, walking, lines, walking, screaming, crying, germ-spreading kids, walking, and the overpriced everything, plus all the walking. So I just watch a couple videos on YouTube, and I'm okay for a couple months.
If you recall, I went to Animal Kingdom, maybe on the show,
Time you were in Florida.
And I said it was fun, but it wasn't. It was fun because you could drink and hang out, but it wasn't the type of fun that I thought, wow.
I was not.
Now, there are new amusements. Let's be fair here. There are new amusements. If you are
it's an amusement
a
park,
fan
Mike.
Of the Fast and the Furious.
There's a nightclub island for adults with booze.
Pleasure Island.
Are you into Star Pleasure Wars? Island. They have a $650 behind-the-scenes Star Wars.
Oh, their Star Wars stuff is great.
Extravaganza for the day. Mm-hmm. So if you're into that, and I wouldn't mind going to see something from the X-Men.
Yeah.
Right? That would be fun.
When I went, the one thing I remember is that it was very clean. The rides were very well run. It was really hot. But my one memory of the happiest place on earth was Robert, who was still on steroids at the time because he was coming down off chemotherapy.
Yes.
I had to physically hold him in a bear hug from behind because he was raging out that bad and screaming in a crowded theme park. You're hurting me. My father is hurting me. And I looked at Carrie and I said, happiest place on earth.
Yeah, I mean,
can't
there
wait
are a lot of people
pot when you're 14.
It's just people. Spark up, people. What's Club 33 access?
Club 33 is the private restaurant that's sort of hidden off Main Street. And no, it's none of that, Oscar. Okay. And it's the only place I think on the park, the actual Magic Kingdom's property, where you can get a drink. And I think that's Disneyland, not Disney World.
Right.
There's a show going on here that you don't even see.
Magnificent.
let me put it to you this way. They're implying that Mickey and Minnie have taken the relationship to the next level.
Yeah. They don't just sell the Mickey Mouse ears.
No. You know what? This is like someone saying they don't like a particular sport. If you go to Disney, it is perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
It is nothing. I just made a comment that was trying to be, I'm trying to do some shtick here.
That's it.
By the way, you can, look, throw darts at me when you talk about going and riding Space Mountain 10 times. You know, and I'm saying, boy, that's a little unusual for, for an adult to do that. Yeah, you can write me an email and say it's a little unusual for a man to drink a bottle of whiskey sitting at a bar in an afternoon. Okay, so, you know, we all have our little things
that we do. I think each of us should jump on an elliptical once in a while.
Actually the truth falls in the middle, Mike, because I'm the guy that will ride Space Mountain, but only after drinking the bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, you can do both if you're Ross Spiewak.
That's right. You know, live it up.
Spiked lemonade.
But it's all everywhere. Leading up to your cruise, and they do have booze on the Disney, but they don't have gambling, correct?
No, but when at some of the excursions, the ports have gambling, so you can get off the boat.
That's the real hardcore that's going to have to, like, take the tender into the port of call.
Well, what I'm going to do to save time, I'm just going to take about $400 and throw it over the boat, and then I don't have to actually make the excursion.
Did you bring the GHB for Carrie?
The GHB?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Oh, you're so innocent, so sweet. It's
George Herbert Bush.
It's like we're Hypnol.
Oh no! She gives that to me. See, here's the thing, Mike. Is Carrie
pass out?
Carrie roofies me, and after I pass out, she still doesn't do anything.
Jeremy Selvidge is a real active guy.
He is. You see his name
on
a lot.
Facebook, and he takes some shots, doesn't he? Occasionally, Rob
I think
Spiewak,
so. Yes.
He does that. He's the guy here. He's what really did he write? Into it.
Yeah,
he's
Mixer?
Just into Disney. He's really into Disney, like super into Disney.
Well, I don't have any problem with Disney as a business, and I like the theme park industry. But I'm not going to be there trading pins. I'm not going to be there and doing all that Disney stuff, looking for the hidden Mickeys on the boat.
Oh yeah, those are everywhere.
Maybe the obsession if you have a kid. And you can save the shekels, and you can take them to meet a princess inside the top tier of the Disney castle, which I think is available as like a dream.
Yeah, they've turned it into like a suite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you had a kid and you could do that, that would be fun to see.
I guess.
And it's all about convenience for certain people. If you don't mind the lines, or you fast pass it, or frankly, if you're lucky enough and more fortunate enough to have these exclusive passes, which I think cost $600 a person, even for kids, where you don't have to wait in line.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Well, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. When we went on the Make-A-Wish trip, they give you this huge Make-A-Wish thing you wear on a lanyard.
Yes.
And they always wave you to the front of the line. And two or three times, they'll just say, "You want to go again?" They would just let us stay on the ride. So that was pretty amazing.
Do you get food for free as well?
10% off. If you have a full spread, if you have cancer, you get 10% off anything in the park.
Oh, my God. Can you, like, rent a kid? Rent a cancer kid?
That's nice of them.
No, there was no discount on food or merchandise. However, the Make-A-Wish Foundation puts you up in a place that has free food.
That's crazy.
But you have to pay if you want to eat on property, as they say.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of those people, there were so many of them.
We just gave them a full commercial.
Yeah.
Me doing that to
and
enjoy
remember,
your
Mike,
Disney.
Club 33.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And, if you could,
and some of this.
You can maintain the innocence of childhood, I salute you. I wish I wasn't as jaded and bitter and cynical.
Make sure you stretch out.
And the weird thing is I'm not ready for the trip yet because I haven't picked out what sport jacket I'm bringing for the park.
And don't forget your red, white, and blue cap. That I was wearing on top of it. Yeah. I was a style icon. Yeah,
but to be clear, we're not doing the park. We're just going to be on the boat. So
the boat's even better,
I think the boat's going to be better, yeah.
Yeah, because they're, every other deck is Club 33 on the boat, right? We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of Omera. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do. I rant.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up. That's Rob Spiewak.
Yes, sir.
I suggested an assignment, and you know that's
fantastic.
You go on your little cruise with four gold stars.
Thank you.
I could listen to that.
I will say, Mike.
And how about the announcer, Chris?
Oh, he did a great read.
I thought he was a regular announcer. It didn't even sound like Chris Freitz when he was doing
it. You want to know something
the,
funny about Freitz is when he was recording it on the second take, he requested the Battle Hymn of the Republic to be piped into his headphones so he knew the mood of the read. He was like a pro in studio.
Giant Depp.
Thank you for your kind words. You presented me with a wonderful bucket of paint to make that promo.
That's a little taste of what Political Persuasions is, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Attention, Northern California residents. Analysts predict that interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy your next home. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor friend, Alexander Papp, today at 916-276-2129 and start searching for your dream home. Alexander will help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He is not your typical pushy sales agent. He's here for you and your family, and he's ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free, plus he loves TMOS just like you.
Just like you. Look at his eyes.
Hi, Alexander. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and start searching for your next home today. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today, 916-276-2129, BRE 019-860-31, Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys from Alex gets a Rob Spiewak fruit cake.
Yay! Woo!
Is your son speaking to you yet?
We had a brief discourse last night. Nothing fancy. I got more from his friend Mike, who came over, than from him.
What's a brief discourse? Yeah,
it was something he asked about getting a ride somewhere last night, and I said no, can't do it. And he said, okay, that's okay. Mike's coming over. I said, good. Look forward to seeing him. And then Mike came over and said, oh, hi, Mr. Spiewak. I said, hi, Mike. And I smiled at him.
So things are still pissy.
They're a little icy.
So.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll work it out tonight. I'll have some beer.
He's going on a Disney cruise, for Christ's sake.
I know.
I'm on your side here, pal. I mean, that's ridiculous.
We'll work it out. You know, it'll be fine. He's a teenager.
Pal? Did you call me pal?
No, that's not that.
I forget, Your Highness?
When you invite your son over to, I guess, smooth things out,
right?
What is your mode of operation? You're on their sixth Bex, and you're like, "Come sit on my lap. I'll bounce you up and down."
I did get pretty hot, and I slammed a couple doors and did some of that when I picked him up because I was pissed.
Yes,
but now
about him falling asleep in the neighbor's.
Yeah, it was twofold. It was disrespectful, I think, to his host for going to a house and falling asleep.
And your time. Right.
And my time. And so what I'll do is when things are calm tonight, I'll call him over. It'll probably be, he'll be getting some, he'll be grazing in the kitchen. I'll say, hey, I just want to tell you that what went down on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever it was. I said, why I was upset, and I'll explain. It was disrespectful to me and was disrespectful to Ben. And if nothing else, we've always tried to raise you to be a respectful kid. And I'll say the one thing that still carries a little weight with him is if I say, you let me down.
Yes.
I'm disappointed. And
so getting into the methodology here, why not immediately
dealing with that? I'm just curious about it.
Why actually, the 72-hour waiting
period?
Well,
for me, it's part of the sport of it. I want to see how it plays out.
Oh, like who breaks first?
Yeah, well, no, I know that ultimately it's going to be, the talk will happen. Hmm. But I'm curious to see, will he be motivated enough to come to me? Will he try to make reparations? Will he go to his mom? Because they don't know that Carrie and I speak behind the scenes sometimes about how they're operating. So okay. I want to see what he does. And yeah, it is. It's, I mean, I hate to make it sort of a...
He knows you're pissed at him, though.
Oh, yeah, he does. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does he seem to care?
I think, yeah, because he seems to be going out of his way to avoid me. I mean, I think some efforts are being made to stay out of the proximity. But also, think about when you were 15.
A lot of game playing, though, it seems like.
Mostly on my side, because I just want to see. And part of it, I mean, this is horrible. I enjoy
you
it.
You want to borrow my house up here in the summer? You might fit in better up here than I do.
Do you have a tan trench coat?
I used to. I don't think I do anymore.
Because we could... What would be great if you want gamesmanship, what if you walked in, somehow we could rent a McGruff the Crime Dog suit for you?
Yes.
And you're sitting there at the kitchen table, and it's the suit.
Right.
And you're there, hello, we have to take a bite out of crime. Are you smoking weed?
Oh, you're going right back to the pot. Yes, he's going right back to the pot thing.
Great.
Oscar thinks he's smoking pot.
Have you heard of the DARE program?
Oscar's going right back to that. Did you give any thought to that as you home last evening? Mm-hmm. I'm curious. All the shtick aside, I would probably be driving home and going, I wonder, with that behavior.
Do you remember the DARE program? Was that past your time?
Yeah.
Drugs are people.
No.
What is it?
Drugs are really excellent.
Drug abuse resistance education. How lame is that?
Dare to keep kids off drugs.
That's right. Not keep them off, just to resist them.
Yeah. Resist them. Yes. Resist. Like have an immuno response.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait until the pusher insists you buy. Don't just say, would you like? No, I don't care for that. Oh, I insist. Well, then, okay.
So did you think about it? Was shtick? Yes.
Yeah, it crossed my mind. And I'm pretty sure that I think we're clear. I think we're clear on that.
Did you do the lock of hair? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything because you know why? I trust my kid. And as I said yesterday, all right, by the way, the dead horse is over there. Go ahead and keep beating it.
Everybody remembers Julia Jellybean.
Yeah. And you know what? That was something tangible. And
your memory for Rob Spiewak trivia is pretty astonishing.
Well, it's easy because as you know, I have a charmed life with beautiful children. There's only isolated incidents. But again, this is not repetitive behavior on his part. This is a one-time thing.
Yeah, but this is, you got to nip things in the bud. Nip them. Nip them.
90%.
And he's gotten his grades back up.
Yes, he finished the year strong.
But he had a rough beginning to the year, right?
Yeah, but we have a theory about that. I don't even know if we broached it on the show. Our theory is that that happened when Julia started dating Caleb. And I think there might have been some jealousy and a little bit of weird interpersonal dynamics because he was friends with Caleb before Julia and Caleb were dating. And so I think that kind of, that's a weird
then
time.
Then he turned to weed.
And then, and also he got so forgetful when he has this wonderful water pipe. He assures me it's just for decoration. Yeah, it's beautiful.
What is I have to ask this because this is, I'm doing this for my own recon.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be worse when my kid gets to be that age but then again, I probably won't care. I'll be underground.
Mike, don't do that. Do the Tony Bennett hug. You're happy.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
My
That's
question
my boy.
Is this. The idea of, you're familiar with the way drugs are in your school. Like whether they're used, is it common practice?
Yeah,
and everybody says, Mike, what a stupid question. No, every school is different. Every municipality is different. What is the state of kids that are 15, 16 years old in the school that he's in? What's the
We keep pretty close tabs on it because, Carrie is, she is a teacher, ostensibly at the middle school. At the middle school, the problem is vaping and
juuling.
Vaping, yes, exactly. And vaping is also sort of a big deal and very much frowned upon by administration at the high school level. However, I would say from what I've determined from talking to other parents and talking to Carrie, I think marijuana is less of a deal now for high school than it was when I was in high school.
What do you base that on?
Just talking about occasionally some kid will be, did you hear about Joey X? Joey X got nailed for pot. And it's not very common. And we tend to watch, you know, they do get caught and the parents talk. And believe, I talked to Kristen Chubbuck. She's the mayor of Leesburg. Mm. If something happens, she knows.
You ever hear stories about the pure Colombian?
Oh, that's mostly the faculty. That's the faculty.
Ah.
Well, so everything's in control
Yeah,
so
I think we're in good shape.
Well, you ought to be in good shape. You ought to be kissing your ass. He's going on a Disney cruise that his father's responsible for.
You know what? He's not on the boat yet.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Who would he stay with?
Tell him to make another wish.
I said, we've been looking over...
You would never do that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if I said, you know, we've been looking over the paperwork, and the one thing that's really putting us over budget is a pet sitting. We're going to need you to stay home with Linus.
Yeah.
We'll check in.
Aw, Linus.
That wouldn't be damaging to your relationship with your son if you did.
No, that would be sort of a trial by fire, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Burn it down.
It'd be interesting.
Burn it down.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more fun and more thrills. I'm going to give a food tip to citizenry when we come back concerning oatmeal. So, oatmeal lovers, I want to share this with you. It was a food experiment gone wrong, and I never want to have it happen again. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, TMOS Wedding Fruitcake Planning Hotline. Are you planning a wedding?
Yes. You're going to think I'm, like, really controlling. I'm going to plan the wedding and the engagement right now.
We're here to help. The Rob Spieback Signature Wedding Fruitcakes can serve as many people as you need. Are you planning a big or small wedding?
I go back and forth from bridezilla to practical. I would actually be down for just a family dinner to get married.
Perfect. TMOS is making hundreds of fruitcakes, so they're reasonably priced and packed with only the finest ingredients, including nutmeg.
They sound so good. Nice. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of nutmeg. You guys have thousands of listeners. Are you prepared? Special. Rented like a kitchen, right?
You bet. Good luck with your wedding, but if your marriage doesn't make it, you can't blame the TMOS fruitcakes.
Oh, wow. We'll probably get divorced. This is going to end a disaster.
Well, okay. Good luck.
Well done.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. That was taken from Sarah.
Yeah.
It was
Sarah's world.
It was almost like that old Mr. Jaws record.
Hey, praise for Monday. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Grove. If you are picky about what you use in your home, and I know a lot of people who are, and rightly so, all you need is Grove. What a wonderful new company this is. Grove believes a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone. So what they did is they made it easy to get the best healthy home personal care products online and ship them right to your door. These packages are beautiful to look at. They smell great when you open them. You're going to love Grove. Grove rigorously tests and selects only the best non-toxic products, good for you, your family, and your planet. Grove brands include Mrs. Meyers, Method, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees. The packaging is beautiful. It smells great. You're in total control with customizable auto shipments delivered to your home, and you can pause or cancel anytime. You're not locked in. Plus, the convenience is unbeatable. Grove is so cool, I might actually start cleaning.
Take video.
Carla loves it. Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to grove.co/TMOS. Remember, not grove.com. That's grove.co/TMOS, not grove.com. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home. Okay.
If you want to make it easy, click their button on our website. It'll take you right there.
All right. Now, listen to this. Carla has been doing a great job with me on the Weight Watchers and you know, giving me healthy stuff
to eat.
How many
points do you get a day?
42.
Ooh.
Wow.
42, but I very rarely...
You're like the Patriots.
I very rarely approach 42.
What's your? You know, you never get up to your total
your
number of points.
Goal? What's your personal goal?
As far as weight loss,
the points. Like I got to get the. Like I'm gonna make 30
I don't do
points,
it that
35.
Way. I do it where I just at the end I keep track of everything I'm eating and then I kind of look at it and I see and I rarely get so when I'm not.
Will you
there,
entertain?
I don't
a, will you entertain a question? Because
yes,
I've,
yes,
of all
I
the
can.
Harebrained weight loss schemes I've done, I've never done Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. Do they say that if you don't
Carla thinks you're a closet Weight Watchers person. Carla says she's listened to you on the show, and it sounds like you might be doing a variety,
are you
a variant
curves?
Of
what
Weight
are you doing?
Watchers.
I'm not. I'm just eating mindfully. The question I have is, if you don't get your total number of points, is that frowned upon? Because, you know, there's a thing.
You have to ask her that.
You see, I do know this, is that if you don't eat enough food, it actually slows your metabolism, and that might be working against you.
I actually have a different theory. I'm glad Carla is suspicious of Rob.
Yes.
Of why he's losing all this weight.
What is it? Tapeworm?
No. I talked to Shannon. She goes, Rob's really looking good. He goes, is he eating more mind? Like, she has, because, you know, she sees Rob all the time.
We work quite a bit behind the scenes together.
And if she notices, that means it's pretty dramatic in person.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, I think Rob is secretly sick and he won't tell me.
Oh, no, that is terrible. Yeah. That is horrible.
That was
God
my theory.
Almighty.
She goes, what type of sick? I'm like, the beaties.
I got 5 months, Mike.
Have you seen his feet?
I've got 5 months.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's not saying anything.
It's time
now
you know.
No,
here's what you need to know is that the cruise is my Make-A-Wish trip.
Oh, God. All right.
To get it in on time. Just to make it in on time.
Special or broken stocks.
I want to go home. I want to go back home when I'm happy.
You are so shameless, Oscar. Makes me dizzy. Makes me dizzy to think about
that. It's true. If you don't talk about it, there's this black cloud.
You're healthy, right?
I'm fine. I assure you I'm fine.
On your children's lives, you're healthy?
100%.
Did you have a health scare that got you to lose the weight?
No, the health scare was that when I got that big, I was so huge for a little while. I mean, it's when you have trouble, you know, finding clothing. Yeah, you got to sort of reverse the thing.
Okay. All right. So that's it.
Yeah.
But everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
And you say eating mindfully. You don't have a plan.
No.
You've lost all this weight.
No, but there's little variations is that you cut back on carbs. For years, I never ate breakfast. Now I eat some breakfast. I eat more fresh fruit. Stuff like that.
How much insulin do you have to take a day?
Oh, just one shooter. It's a little shooter. It's like Fireball.
Just curious.
Okay. Yeah. Stop it. 2 days in a row. He can't take it. Let him get to his cruise before you kill him.
Oh, I love him.
Bring it.
If you bring up some conspiracy theory, I have one of my own.
That's right. You're like
Carla
Alex
brings,
Jones.
Carla's incredible. She's incredible to me. She brings me breakfast. And it, you know, it's the points and we count them and stuff. And then she the other day she brings in this oatmeal. And I take a spoon of this oatmeal. I go, yeah. I said, what is this? She said, well, I put oatmeal. I put oatmeal and peanut butter in it. There's a peanut butter element in it. And I said, it is.
Oh.
And I'm sitting in front of her and I'm trying to be polite. It was and it's some sort of like powdered oatmeal thing that, you know, that's not the real gooey. It was I think oatmeal and peanut butter may be one of the worst.
Was it like organic peanut butter too?
It was it was like organic crap is what it was.
Oh, that's
nasty.
Bad.
Organic peanut butter is the worst. I've had that before.
Especially when it separates.
Ugh.
Now listen, I know that like peanut butter granola bars with like lots of oats in them, those can work.
Yeah, but heat changes
peanut
butter. And here's the thing I know is that for years in our house we had one of those Space Saver coffee makers, right? Mounted under the counter. This was at the old house we lived at with Big Daddy and McLean. Okay. And so this would keep the water hot all the time. So when you made coffee, it would brew right away. So there was a heating element going all the time, but under the cabinet that the peanut butter was on top of, and so if the peanut butter was over the heating element in the cabinet, you take the peanut butter out and it would be like goo.
Nasty.
And it changes its total profile. It's so you can't have hot peanut butter.
You don't get to be my size by pushing food away. I rarely do it, but I just said I cannot. This is not edible for me. I cannot eat this. So if anybody tells you to mix oatmeal and peanut butter, now there are going to be a bunch of people that are going to Disney by themselves that are going to say Mike is absolutely wrong about the oatmeal and peanut butter. How dare he talk about that combination?
What type? And this is going to be a dumb question, but I have a plenty
shocking.
Of them.
There are no dumb questions, Oscar.
Stone cut? What is it?
Stone cut oats.
Oats. What's
steel cut?
Steel cut. What's that mean?
It's the way
it feels like they put $2 on the menu when you say steel cut.
It's the way they're processed. Like if you were to buy like Quaker Quick Oats, they're cut up smaller so they cook faster so you can make them
faster.
With
a Pilgrim on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing is better for thee than me.
Yeah.
And then there's the regular oatmeal, which is bigger, but steel cut is even more coarse, takes longer to cook, but it has a better texture when you serve it.
What's the difference between steel cut and rolled?
Ooh.
I think rolled will cook faster. I don't know this
what
for a fact.
What about circumcised and uncircumcised?
Okay, well, first, we have to take a trip to the old country. And as I said to the rabbi, please keep the tip.
Enjoy your rolled oats while we give you the foreskin chip chop.
Yeah. By the way, why is this taking so long to cook? I probably could have handled three more clients.
How is your oatmeal with the peanut butter? It's perfect.
It's the new delicious. Chrysler, Mike, has a ride so smooth, you could perform a circumcision in the back seat.
Probably one of the best fake commercials on Saturday Night Live, where they were showing the ride of the Lincoln Continental.
There was a Lincoln,
And they had a bris in the back of the Lincoln Continental where they're doing a circumcision. And it was the funniest thing. You see the baby go, and the rabbi goes, perfect. And it's just,
I've never seen that.
The ride's so smooth you can perform a circumcision in it. That was, you know, that's a long time ago on Saturday
it was
Night
and
Live,
it was
right?
A jaw dropper, because it was they weren't doing a lot of, you know, circumcision joke. That's taking the joke to the next level.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, it really is.
You know, it always involves that part of the anatomy when it really you know, cuts new territory,
so
as far
speak.
As I'm concerned, so to speak.
Yeah. You know,
well, like the, you know, when I was in the theater alone seeing a screening of something about Mary, and he went to that bodily fluid that had never been
done
in cinema before. Now everybody does it. Now they're hack jokes about it all the time. But that was the first. The Farrelly brothers get credit being the first. It was spectacular.
They knocked the door down because I think it was a couple years
they
after that.
They knocked the door down in as funny a way. I mean, it that doesn't get knocked
they
down.
Somehow they did it classy, too. They're like, oh, you want some gel?
Yeah. That could have been so gross, and it was gross. But if it wasn't, the funny trumped
it's
the
so
gross
funny.
Part.
Yeah,
so it was,
and the setup was so perfect.
And hats off to, you know, to Cameron Diaz for being part of that, and Ben Stiller too.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think one of the greatest trailblazing moments. I was in that theater by myself, and I'm just going, "Wah!"
That's right, because all of us mooks, we were watching a Batman screening.
Yeah, because Dom wanted to go see Batman, and I wanted to go see something about Mary. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was an Arnold movie. It might have been an Arnold
movie. No, it might have been the Batman movie with Arnold.
With
as
Arnold.
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
I remember asking, I said, would you guys really mind if I went next door and saw the something? That's the movie I really want to see.
Yeah.
And ended up being one of the best comedies of all time.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Not quite as funny as Arnold as Mr. Freeze, though.
And afterwards, we all had oatmeal and peanut butter. It was really, really good. Hey, listen, we have to break for news you may not need. And Rob... You keep fighting, okay?
Thank you.
You keep fighting.
That's right. Please. Eye on the prize, Mike.
We'll take a break and come back.
Which side of the coffin do you want to carry?
No, you're taking care. You're running in the right direction.
Well, walking.
Yeah. It'll be easy to carry. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Oh, no, Oscars take.
Oscars take.
When we come back.
Insulin shots.
Here you go. What?
Hello, boys. It's me, hey. Shannon.
Mm.
You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. Mm. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router.
Yeah.
There you are.
My meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon's the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
Please know this. I am not a merchant of death. Mm. I knew about this product before Aretha Franklin passed away, but now it is apropos to recommend it. They did the same thing for Otis Redding. Atlantic Records is putting out a 2-CD set of all of the singles that she released on Atlantic Records from 1967 to 70. Here's why this is great. This is the first time since their initial release that they're being put out in their mono mixes as they were put out at the time.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to hear these records the way they were meant to sound. It's a 2-CD set, and it's under $20. $19.98 for all of Aretha's classic music. It's a pre-order. It drops on September 28th. I've ordered mine, but if you want to pay tribute to one of the greatest soul singers of all time, this is the way to do it.
Amazon really does have everything. You find that music and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember...
Yes.
The only way you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us, so thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's back after getting refreshed.
Energized.
In Hyannis, Massachusetts. It's time for
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news is only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The reviews, not the reviews. I always say reviews.
That's okay.
Ever since I memorized it, I F it up. The reviews, the views.
The reviews have been incredible.
It's Friday. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not necessarily reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, a new survey asked people about our unwavering love for French fries and potato chips. According to the results, less than 1% of us don't like fries. Out of 1,000 people surveyed, only 8 said they don't like them, so that's 0.8%. Overall, people said curly fries are their favorite type of fry, followed by standard cut waffle fries, potato wedges, sweet potato fries, crinkle cut way down in 6th place, shoestring fries, and tater tots.
Yeah!
Yes, tots. And here are the last 3 stats. McDonald's still has our favorite fast food fries with 34% of the vote. Our favorite brand of potato chips is Lay's with 33%, and fries are our favorite way to eat potatoes, but just barely. Mashed potatoes were a close second, followed by baked hash browns and potato salad. And I always say potato salad, although I hate it. It's potato salad.
What about tater salad?
What's your take on this, Oscar?
Gentlemen,
Santana?
It's Big Potato reminding us how much we love fries and chips. Yes. And those who don't are communist, quite frankly. Do you love America? All of us have a fry guy or fry gal in our lives, right? And in our inner being, doesn't matter if you're fatty or skinny, why not have a French fry with ketchup, lots of salt and pepper, any way you like it. Some people like it with buffalo sauce. I can eat them without any type of condiment.
Vinegar.
You're a communist.
Where are you on poutine?
Okay. Poutine, first off, as a name...
Sounds dirty.
Sounds like you've made a mess in your pants. So, off the bat, you're always skeptical.
Right.
But you'll try it because it's good. Yeah, but you got to get past the name.
Did him good.
You got to get past the name before you jump into poutine.
Just for those of you who might not know, it's gravy, cheese curd on top of the French fries.
Delicious.
It's yummy. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Believe it or not, Oscar, Rob Gronkowski has never spent a dime of his football money. He just lives modestly off his endorsements, but he recently broke that rule and treated himself to an expensive chain. I think a diamond and gold chain because he borrowed one from a friend last year and it, quote, made me feel good. So Gronk, one of the most famous football players in the NFL, and he hasn't spent a nickel of his incredible salary that he gets for playing for
the beloved. It's smart. It sets a great example. You know, most NFL players go to a rookie symposium where they have professors from Harvard break down, this is how you spend your money. Right. Don't buy a restaurant. Don't buy multiple homes. They tell you all these things because you're going to have more money than you know what to do with.
Right.
And get a financial advisor. So when people come to you and ask you for money, say, my financial guy says no. So you're not the one saying no.
Yes.
So when they lay all that out, they say, if you can, and if you're lucky enough to get any sort of endorsement, live off of that. Gronk is one of the few players that's frankly been smart enough and also been lucky enough to live off of that. He probably makes as much or not, if not more, I think I've seen some figures in endorsements than he does on his NFL salary.
You know who else does that?
Gronkowski.
Who? You know what? Jay Leno has still to this day never spent any of his Tonight Show money. He lives on his stand-up money.
On his stand-up. That's truly amazing.
And he was making $12, $13, $15 million a year. Yeah, it's all in the bank. I have it all in the bank. Yeah, Mavis, don't touch it.
I have a show on CNBC.
Yeah, I drive cars.
If I have a fatal heart attack, I'll never enjoy it.
Anyway.
I watched that show, by the way. It's pretty good.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, last year a survey asked how much people thought their personal data was worth, and the average was $340. But that was before we all found out Facebook sold it for a lot less, and it was being used to manipulate us like we never realized. According to a new survey, now we're more afraid of having our data stolen than anything else. 55% say that would be the worst thing for thieves to take, especially our social security number, bank info, or medical records. 23% say they're most afraid of having their wallet stolen. 10% say car, 6% phone, 6% house. So data, number one, what we're afraid of having ripped off.
Mike, data is the new gold, depending on which mine you go to. My data has been stolen the minimum of 4 to 5 times. I can stop keeping track of when I get letters from credit card companies or people that say, by the way, you're enrolled in a free blank, which says, okay, well, what am I going to do? What I wish I was a part of is that the hacker, the Russian hacker, Ukrainian, wherever they're from, when they come across Oscar Santana, like, then they look at my bank account, they're like, damn it.
Damn it.
Wrong mine.
Yeah.
I can't believe he even has that little in his account.
They got so close, they could have gotten Todd.
Why did he go to business school? He makes less now than before.
You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's
Take my data.
Please. Oscar, the latest Avengers movie helped vault Scarlett Johansson to the top of this year's list of the world's highest paid actresses. According to Forbes magazine, she raked in $40.5 million over the past year. Angelina Jolie returns to the list at number 2 with $28 million, thanks mainly to her paycheck for the upcoming Maleficent 2. Aniston came in third with $19.5 million, which came mostly from endorsements like Aveeno, Smartwater, and Emirates Airlines. Meanwhile, Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot, she made the list for the first time. She came in 10th with $10 million. Last year's number one, Emma Stone, didn't make the cut. What's your take on that?
A soft year.
Mike, Angelina was 22 or 24?
She was number two this year.
Yeah, but how much did she make?
How many millions?
28.
Yeah.
Let's make that, it's going to be 28 to 39, because poor Brad Pitt's paying $11 million in spousal and child support.
Jeez.
39. Oh, top of the list.
Yeah,
number
winner.
One with a bullet.
Winner.
Wow.
You got to count for all that foreign revenue, Mike.
You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, the more a person earns, the more likely you ever notice the same topics that I have on Oscar's Take?
Well, you know what? You play to the audience, Mike.
Thank you. The more a person earns, the more likely he or she is to have sex at least once a week, according to a new survey of thousands of internet users in China. The finding was released Tuesday in a report on the sexual activity of people born in the 1980s and 1990s, and based on a 10-month survey conducted jointly by Chinese online marketplace Zhanzhuan, an adult product company, Trifun. The proportion of people having sex at least once a week rose with income, with 80% of respondents from households with a lot of money reporting they had more sex, when it gets to 70% of people for households that make a little less, and then it goes down to 40, and then for people that are under, like, the poverty line in China, they don't have sex over there.
Well, there are a couple things. There are a couple things that we have to unpack here. One is, culturally in China, women still look for men that are wealthy enough to take care of their parents, and like their parents as in the woman's parents and their parents as the man's parents. So a family dynamic there, where if you're not wealthy enough to do that, you're probably not being pursued. Also, the one child policy in China has created a disparity in the what would be the female and male population. So guys, the wealthy guys are getting the attention of most of the women. There aren't enough men to women that have some sort of dynamic wealth-wise that are actually going to pull off this type of credibility. So these dollars add up to, if you have more money, you're banging more because you have more options.
That's a good answer. That's a good Oscar's take, isn't it? He had a real educated answer because he went to China, remember?
That's right. Yeah, that one child policy.
Yeah, he had one child and came back.
That's a good Oscar's take. We're going to take a break. And Rob has the pre-Disney cruise sounds for the audio vault.
They've all been waterproofed, Mike, for the cruise.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Fruitcake Futures. It's now time for the TMOS Fruitcake Fact of the Day. Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us.
I feel this will work better if I read it as Scott Shannon. May I?
Yes, go right ahead.
I was looking at the Guinness Book of World Records, and I found the statistics for the biggest fruitcake of all time.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Scott.
It was baked in Hodenhagen, Germany. to benefit the Hodenhagen Zoo, the 40th anniversary. The cake weighed 9,596 pounds and 11 ounces, Pony Boy.
Man, that'll bind you up.
It was 12 meters long, 8 meters wide, but still didn't have as much flavor as one Rob Spiewak fruitcake. WPLJ.
The more you know about fruitcakes, the better. We are in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. You see, times are tight. We need your help, but here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. You can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now at TMOSfruitcake.com or go to our website. Just click on the fruitcake. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. It's going to be a big fruitcake weekend this weekend.
Yes, this is the time to buy it.
Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for a holiday treat unlike any other. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com and do it today. The future is now. Let's open up the audio vault. Last one of the week for Friday, August 17, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
I seldom throw any love to The Tonight Show because I'm not a Jimmy Fallon fan. And I also am not really big on Ariana Grande because she's sort of wearing thin with the whole, she's dating that Pete guy from Saturday Night Live. Pete, what's
name? Why does that grind your gears?
Because they're very in my face about it. She's written a song. What's his name? Is Pete?
Davidson.
Pete Davidson. I was thinking Pete
Holmes.
Too many
PDAs. Too much constant, like, look how in love. And he's like, so this is the best, thing he's ever climbed on. And he's just going crazy. You know, he's going crazy on it right now.
Yeah, he's going crazy on that thing. Yeah. But I will say this.
Don't pull a hammy.
I was impressed with what they did last night. The Tonight Show opened with Ariana Grande singing a tribute to Aretha Franklin. And you know what? She did a very nice
job.
She's
got the chops.
Of course, the moment was very uncomfortable for host Jimmy Fallon because he could not fake laugh during the song.
Yeah, she's really got chops.
She really does.
She really, truly does. She's a giant talent.
She's like 21?
Really, you can't argue with that. Amazing.
Anyway, I thought that was very nice. One thing that kept crossing my mind last night with the passing of Aretha Franklin, she, in addition to being one of the greatest singers of our time, is forever immortalized in a Steely Dan song.
Hey, 19, that's her?
She's the topic of the song, right. And so this because the song is about a kid who doesn't know who Aretha Franklin
is. Remember, I grew up with Sabado Gigante.
Yes,
I've read so much about Aretha Franklin. There are probably people that don't know how iconic she actually is,
and for how long she was iconic.
Right?
Yeah, I mean that her career never really ceased. That's the amazing
thing. Pretty surreal. My first exposure really on a high level and understanding who she was and what she was about was maybe when I was in college radio and somebody had just, I was like, what's that? Mm. And then seeing her at President Obama's inauguration.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is, but then really got into it as we started working together. I'm like, what has she done? And then seeing that again yesterday in the Obits.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
And such a thoughtful woman and such dedicated to social good person and someone who was so such a wonderful spokesman for it. And
civil
she
rights.
Really did. She did tremendous work with civil rights. And she, I watched a clip on CNN last night where she was, or it might have been MSNBC, where she was answering a question about Diva. They ran it on Morning Joe this morning. And they asked
from the Larry King show, right?
She gave it. No, this was, she was asked on Morning Joe about being a diva. And she just gave a wonderfully articulate answer about it. And it was just very well thought out. And I just, I thought it was really interesting. She was the talent you can't argue with. The talent's not, that's a generational talent.
Absolutely Keith Richards amazing. Said that as good of a singer as she was, he said, you know, she was as good on piano. And you never knew that. She was a brilliant piano player.
I know she played. And the scene where she's doing the tribute at the Kennedy Center honors Carole King.
Yes.
And she played the piano and sang, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which was the Carole King written song. Yeah. was just one of the great. If you get a chance, you know, Google, go to YouTube and Aretha Franklin at the Kennedy Center Honors. It is
phenomenal,
chilling, wonderful performance. Mm. It's beautiful. It's really wonderful.
All right, so Safe Home, Aretha Franklin. I think that, you know, I was just so weird about that because it seemed like America was counting down to her death.
It was weird.
It soured me on it. Yeah, Judd Apatow, who produces the show Crashing that I will appear on this fall.
Oh yeah, I would say a contemporary of yours.
Yeah, coworker of mine. He was
this guy.
He's doing the talk shows, and they asked him, did he have any regrets in casting any of his movies? Because you have to admit, he's had a sensational run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He said, yeah, he did make one casting mistake.
One of my worst casting mistakes, I admitted recently, which is when we were doing Pineapple Express, we needed a drug dealer. And they said, what about Bryan Cranston? And I said, he didn't seem scary enough.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he got his stuff together in time for Breaking Bad, but at the time, not the first choice.
That's a cool guy that admits that, too, because that's a real mistake. That's great.
Have you seen any trailers or press for a movie that's coming out, I believe, next week or so, called The Happy Time Murders?
The puppet movie.
It's like a detective movie.
Yeah. That's I've seen they're running the crap out of that up here. It's
Melissa McCarthy
hysterical.
Has produced it, and it's the plot is that puppets from a television show are being murdered.
Yeah,
and
it's funny.
This is a spot that was going viral, bouncing around yesterday. It's a 1-888 sex number. It's 1-888 get felt. And so you have to listen to this commercial and know that it's a blue puppet that is scantily clad that is doing this commercial.
Are you lonely? Come play with me.
You can pull all my strings if your hands are big enough.
Puppet pleasures are waiting. 1-800-GET-FELT.
This cotton is all rotten. 100% pure, nasty fluff.
A different puppet every time you call.
$0 for the first minute, no dollars for each additional minute.
How do they do that?
Mike, this cotton is all rotten.
That is funny.
I can't wait to see it.
I hope it gets good reviews.
I hope it kills.
It looks
the initial buzz on it is pretty good. So I
they
look
do the
to
Sharon
it.
Stone scene with one of the puppets from Basic Instinct, which is hysterically funny. I love that.
All right, I'll close with this from the Jimmy Kimmel program. Southwest Airlines has announced that you can no longer bring emotional support animals on their planes, except for cats and dogs. They will still accept cats and still accept dogs, but that's it. That's where they draw the line. So here's an announcement from Southwest Airlines.
At Southwest Airlines, we want to make sure our passengers get to their destination safely. And we are committed to doing our best to ensure a pleasant flight for everyone on board. Which is why Southwest is introducing our new policy regarding emotional support animals. A program called Cut the F***. At Southwest, we believe a plane is a plane, not a petting zoo. Can't fly without your pony? Stay home, you nut job.
Southwest Airlines, maybe you should take the bus.
Maybe you should take the bus. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. Rob, have a wonderful Disney cruise.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We are dark next week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with all new shows.
Listen to the best of, though. Good best of next week.
As we spring into fall, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.